Don't lie no more.
That's El Hula, a.k.a. Kiwi musician Blair Jollins, from his EP Hide No More. Now based in London, Blair is back in New Zealand to play a string of solo dates throughout the country. We caught up with El Hula just as he was about to perform at Auckland's Wine Cellar and asked him about the film work he does back in London.
I do, I'm a sound designer and a composer, and I've worked on stuff recently like Bodies. I did the recent Bodies thing, right. Which is a Netflix series, which spans four different time zones. And I've done things like Fortitude and Poldark, kind of worked on Shackleton. Some films like Pride and Alien versus Predator and a whole bunch of stuff. But, you know, I don't really work on huge blockbuster stuff, but more like independent art house films. But, you know, it works alongside the music. In fact, it's really influenced my music. I used to keep them quite separate. There's the music and that's my film work. And then it was like, well, you know, this is the same thing.
Yep. Really.
This noise. So the sound design kind of merged into my music and it became more cinematic and vice versa.
Hey, the same thing can be kind of said for Nick Cave and Warren Ellis. They kind of,
definitely.
Their stuff is kind of joined together and can't tell.
It's very fine line these days when I hear composers and sound design, and sometimes they're very tonal, like Johan Johansson, for instance. I know he's passed away about four years ago. I mean, time just has morphed in the last 5 years.
Yes, it has.
He did a film called Sicario, and he also did Arrivals, I think. He got halfway through Arrivals, maybe. It was very, like, is this sound design or is this music? So, I mean, even like Hans Zimmer, it's the same thing.
Yep.
You have the score, and then you have part of the score, which is like, really, what is that? That's organic.
Yeah.
That's an instrument that is being made up on the spot. Yep. It's not a standard classical kind of instrument that someone might recognize instantly.
Right. I can't help but admire your t-shirt, your Dylan shirt.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I got that at one of his shows he did at the Royal Albert Hall. Oh, man. What year are we talking? Modern Times.
Oh,
so,
yeah. So,
8 years, 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
I assume you're a big fan.
I am.
How could he not be?
I am. I have been a big fan. I've seen him maybe 5 or 6 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing. Very lucky. Some of my friends go, man, I just don't get it. And I say, well, you either love it or you hate it. But I just say, being alive in the time of Dylan is like being alive in the time of Shakespeare, you know?
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
Like, lucky we are until these people pass. I think maybe it's the same with Bowie, you know?
Yep.
These guys pass, and then it's like, whoa, okay. Then you realize that there's a real vacuum.
That's for sure. Yeah. So what were your shows like down in Christchurch, Littleton? What did you get up to?
Oh, I loved it. You know, I had never been to Littleton, and I've learned that it's kind of like it's the center of the universe. Well, it's the center of New Zealand for the darlings of kind of country music and the New Zealand music scene. And you go through the tunnel, it's like, oh, this is kind of a bit of a hipster joint.
Yep.
And
Gore is supposedly the
it's Gore. Is it moved to Gore? Okay. Well, I'm a little bit out of touch. You know,
it's all right. It's close.
It's close. Well, actually, Delaney Davidson helped me set up that gig at the Wonder Bar.
Oh, cool.
When I first thought, oh, okay, it's time to come back and reconnect with my land, I said, all right, well, I'm going to be in the South Island. What about Christchurch? I'll have Delaney. He'll know. So he brought me up.
He's just put an album out like 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to actually diving into that. I think he's from Littleton, and I think Marlon Williams is, and a whole bunch of other people that are kind of doing quite well on the New Zealand, from New Zealand.
So do you follow much of the New Zealand scene from London?
Not really. I don't really know what if I follow any scene. I don't know. Maybe I should. I don't know. I try not to get influenced too much. When I'm heading into making a record, I try to stop listening, actually, to music. So I
That makes
think
sense.
that's where I'm heading in the next 2 months. So I'm deliberately stopping listening to too much, or I tend to just maybe subconsciously pick up on what I'm hearing, probably too much.
Because you put out the EP with My Hometown,
Yeah.
and that, so that's what that was released last year, around about a year ago, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Hide No More, it's called. So does that feel like those songs are a long distance from where you are now, or are they closer?
Not too much. I guess, yeah, you can move on quite quickly and just wanna. And artists can just go, what's next? What's next? What next? But there's also this delay that you have to incorporate into things and realize that it takes time to get tours put together, and that people, there's a lag where fans are hearing the music, and you have to compensate for that. And because, you know, I'm over here on my own for some gigs, and I've got a couple of musicians joining me for some others, and trying to figure out a way to play those a seven piece band stuff live on your, you know, it's a good challenge, actually. It seems
Especially
to
love
be.
the sax
Yeah.
sound on quite a few of those tracks.
Yeah, that's Gabriel Privetti, and he's been touring with Stormzy. A fantastic baritone. Well, he's sax player, but he was playing. I wanted a baritone sax player for that session, and yeah, totally. I mean, we hadn't even hooked up. We just all went into the studio, and I sent him the demos, and it was literally like, you know, that everyone had done their homework, but we hadn't all played in a room together until the day of the session, and it was flying by the seat of our pants. But I think that really helped generate that feeling of electricity and excitement, that we were just like, hey, this could go either way. This could be a complete failure, or it could be something really special. And
Well, it comes across in the videos, because you've got like
that's
a
right.
shoot going in
Yeah,
the video.
yeah. So I put, you know, I got everyone was working, almost volunteering. I mean, they were working pretty much for nothing. Yeah, you can see in the video. Those are the videos of the takes. That's it. And that's, I wanted to, like, after 4 years or 3 years of separation and lockdowns and stupid, like a screen with 30 fucking movie screens, trying to, well, that's all we could do. That's all we could do was work like that. But it was like, no, let's all do this in one room, and see which way it goes.
All right. So is it tough to translate those songs and that feel to when you're doing the solo thing now on this tour?
No, it's I think it translates pretty good. I have a little loop pedal and a couple, yeah, and I've got like in Auckland tomorrow night, I've got Darren Harkness coming in. He's
Oh, good.
Very fluid musician, so he'll just sit in there
Nice.
and a player, and I'll loop some trumpet stuff, so the sax becomes a trumpet, and you know, it's kind of it's DIY.
There you
That's
go.
what Kiwis like to do.
That is a fact. I love it. Yes. Just got to work with what you got.
Yeah. Work with what you got, and I think, you know, cutting back, like, live, people love raw stuff, you know. More space, the better.
Yep. So you mentioned you're kind of thinking about the next record or collection of songs that you're working on. What kind of direction is that taking?
Well, I was, that's a really good question. I was, you know, this probably won't answer your question, but I was very fortunate to take a trip on my, so my brother has pretty much sold up and bought this boat with his partner, my sister-in-law Veronica, and it's a 60-foot like aero-rigged high latitude vessel
Yep.
yacht. And I was lucky enough to be part of the crew to go from Agadir in Morocco out to Cape Verde, and just like 8 days out in the Atlantic. And I think it cleared my head, and I it gave me a bit of space to reassess, as far as lyrically, which where I wanted to take the record. And definitely in the past, you know, I've made records that are quite diverse and are quite genre defying, surf genre surfing. They're quite, you know,
Yep,
they
one to the other.
sing in very different, many different styles. And
Well, nothing wrong with that. Beatles,
nothing
work for
wrong
the
with that,
Beatles,
but
just listen to the White Album.
yeah, okay, definitely. I'm not saying I want to do something that is not original, because I would like to keep up with where I've been in the last three releases,
Sure.
and I'm really proud of that work. But just something maybe a little more concise. And I think also being back here in New Zealand, I've had some pretty powerful experiences that are going to probably come back in a bit more Aotearoa into the record. Now, as far I know, that hasn't really explained like the musical direction.
Right. That's all
But
right.
I definitely won't be throwing in the kitchen sink. It'll be simplified as far as the arrangement.
Gotcha.
And that's all I can give you
Okay, that's
right
enough for now. That we
now.
won't put you on the spot. Although it'd be nice to hear you and Delaney do something together.
Well, he's coming over to London in July, and I'll invite him to the studio.
There you go.
And I'm sure, yeah, you know, I'm sure he'd be up for that. And let's see. Yeah, I really love his music. He does some really cool stuff, and it's really raw and soulful.
I read somewhere you played with Andrew Bro and Bike for a short while. Is that right?
Yeah, I did.
Man,
Yeah,
that
I
was
was
a
in
nice one.
Bike for like a year.
Man.
We played, we supported Dinosaur Jr. and Eels, and played at the Power Station and did several gigs. But and I learned a lot from Andrew Bro, and I really, you know, as far as the straitjacket fits, I really thought that Andrew Bro's songwriting was the discordant nature and depth to his songwriting. I really learned so much, and I
Yeah.
really looked up to him. And you know, he was hard to get to know.
Yeah.
He hard to get close to, and I was very sad to hear when he passed. But I just, you know, also Shane Carter. I was also a huge fan of Shane Carter, but I think Andrew Bro, just being in a band with him, I was a bit like starstruck, to
Yep,
be honest,
yep,
for a while, until I was like,
yep.
actually. But no, it was really cool. And then, but then I was leaving. I left to go to the States, and they, you know, I was sadly replaceable.
We all
Hey-ho.
are at one point or another.
Yeah, replay.
Very good. All right. Well, good luck with the show tomorrow, and definitely looking forward to hearing what you come up with next and this stuff that you're working
Thanks,
on.
Marty.
So thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.